your head in the dark. Chase a lighter around the room. Let your fears fade away.
in 192.44. High fidelity sonic, electronic stereophonic.
Tonight, be mine. Good evening. Welcome to Area 54. Tim and Mike and the Chill Show here on 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. Just played a song by Washed Out. The song's called Call It Off. It's off the album Amor Fatigue. And band's called Lady. It's a Hemingway's Beach Bossa mix.
No, the song's called Lady.
Oh.
That was that was Chad Valley.
Chad. Yeah. Yeah. All right. XX, before that, did a song called Angels. That was the Shiny Objects rework. The Presets. New album's called Pacifica. We played a song called It's Cool. Start off the whole set with Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. The song's called Garden, and we played the original version off of Trouble.
So Angels is the first single that's been released by the XX, the first one that came out anyway, and then this Shiny Objects basically funkified the song, just added like a dirty bass line to it. And
love
and,
that.
But if you, it's a long song too, but if you listen to it, all of a sudden it's like, wow, they kind of sound like Everything But the Girl when they kind of when they had their songs remixed. She kind of sounds a little bit like Tracy Thorn. I never really put that together, but when you heard this and actually put a little groove on the song, which is kind of interesting for an XX song.
Yeah, XX and funk. They're like the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, I wouldn't call it funk, but it's funkier. It does have a funky bass line. And the Presets, their latest album is called Pacifica. I don't hear a Girl in the Sea track on this album. I don't know what they were doing. They're kind of trying to channel a little underworld in some of the songs, and they're just a little heavier, bassier.
Couple bands out there trying to channel underworld right now. We're gonna play some stuff.
We're gonna play some underworld later, or some bands or some
bands that are
bands
trying,
that are channeling
underworld.
Like whom?
Like Orbital.
Well, I think Orbital has been around long enough that they're not channeling anyone.
So Orbital come into town.
Yeah, next Friday, September 28th.
Excited about that. We're gonna do some ticket giveaways, aren't we?
We are.
Little thing on Orbital. They got their start like in 1989. First track, of course, you know that was Chime.
Yeah.
They recorded it on their dad's cassette player, and it blew up.
The cassette player or the song?
The song.
Oh.
The cassette player. Of course,
and
the cassette player blew up. Tape's gone for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they had to re-release it. But boy, that's only 1989.
You know, not having cassette tapes around is such an environmentally conscious thing to right now. You know, remember in the old days, you used to see tape and tape along the side of the freeway?
Oh, yeah.
People just chuck their tape. It's like, I'm caught up in their tape player. Throw that out. You don't see CDs anymore. You don't see anything. Just busted iPods are getting thrown out.
Busted iPods and jump drives.
Oh, this iPod isn't working anymore.
Hard drives.
Out of here. Chuck it. All right, let's play some Orbital. We do have we have a bunch of tickets to give away for that show. It's going to be next Friday at the Roseland. And let's just play some of it, and then we'll talk about the show and some ticket giveaways.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Halcyon and on and on and on. It's Orbital.